Report: Wife requested change on $1 million life insurance policy before husband killed her, daughter, and himself. By Amy Furr on July 11, 2024. More details have been reported about a father killing his family before taking his own life in their Dover, Massachusetts, $5 million home. The news comes after 57-year-old Rakesh Kamal, his 54-year-old wife Tina, and their daughter, Ariana, 18, were found dead inside the house in December following a murder-suicide. The New York Post reported Thursday, citing a Boston Globe article. Images show the couple and their teenage daughter. A few days before their bodies were found, Tina reportedly signed a fax that was sent to a life insurance company known as Genworth and asked for a change on the documents. The request was to make her husband and daughter the primary benefactors and make her husband's brother, identified as Manoj Kamal, the contingent on the $1.25 million policy. Tina initially put her husband down as the only primary benefactor while her daughter was the contingent. Manoj and Tina's brother, Sandeep Bedi, have since been in court regarding financial issues connected to their family members, the Post article continued. Following the three deaths, Manoj, who was the one to discover the bodies inside the home, filed a claim with a life insurance company to collect the payout from the policy. Bedi, who is administering his sister's estate, had raised concerns with the company regarding the circumstances of the deaths and the change of beneficiary form, according to the outlet. The life insurance policy company now wants a federal court to decide who should be the beneficiary. In an article published Wednesday, the Daily Mail said, Manoj and Sandeep now have until August 2 to either settle or move towards a civil trial, which could uncover more details about the gruesome murder-suicide. Since the killings, Rick's family have confirmed that the veneer of perfection ran so deep even his wife and daughter had no idea they were drowning in debt, the outlet said. Video footage shows the family's home. Rakesh Kamal was reportedly under a mountain of mortgage debt in connection to the family's property. He also had debt from a loan and several poor business deals, the Post report noted. Neighbors in Dover were shocked when they learned of the deaths in December, per WCVB. One man told the outlet, "Hearing something like this is just a tragedy.